The NBA draft, not the only one on the horizon. The NHL draft also coming up. In addition to the NHL Awards show annually held in Las Vegas, we got a guy there, our very own Luke Lipinski in Sin City for all the festivities. He checks in with
us now.
Being
attacked by wild dogs, it sounds like.
He checks in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Luke, are you okay, first and foremost?
I think I'm okay. It's nothing like waking up in Las Vegas to a bunch of texts from Jared Carlin to really start your day off right, though.
And we went on the air. Oh, did you text him before the show? You know, late night last night, Lipinski?
I mean, who knows what time it is? I don't even know what time it is right now.
Yeah, that's the beauty of Vegas, isn't it, Luke?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hide the clocks and pump in all that oxygen and make you stare at really gross carpeting.
Yeah, that's pretty much been the last 24 hours.
I like the carpeting in Las Vegas.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I know.
Resembles
you would.
Your shirt?
Yeah. Right. You could lay down and you can't find
right,
Jared.
That's exactly right.
You've been to this event several times since it's been held in Vegas, and the NHL's kind of been at the forefront of this whole award show thing. Kind of set the scene for us.
Well, there's a roller coaster going by right now in an airplane, so that's perfect timing. Every time you guys ask a question, something flies overhead. Yeah, they've been here, I want to say, for about 10 years, and I've gone every year it's been here except last year, but 2 years ago was when they had the actual Vegas expansion draft here, so that was pretty cool. It's crazy when you have it in Vegas. I mean, there's the influx of hockey people everywhere. There's the most random hockey jerseys walking up and down the strip, and I'm outside T-Mobile Arena right now. It's crazy what they've done building that thing up in the span of the last couple of years. It's an interesting case study just to see a sport grow here so quickly, and you can kind of see where I think the Raiders Stadium is supposed to be if they ever build it.
Wow, that's yeah, right, exactly. All right, I want to get your thoughts on this. In your opinion, as a guy who spent a lot of time with our hockey team, what is the significance? How important is it having a billionaire owner buy this hockey team if it all goes through? And today, obviously, is another day in that step with the Board of Governors meeting. Your thoughts on what does this mean to this hockey program?
Well, I mean, just the fact that the guy has billionaire in front of his name and he's in, the Three Commas Club. I mean, it's nice to know that the guy has the money. I mean, it's not like the deal is done, but as you said, the Board of Governors approving it is obviously a big step. In a lot of ways, you hear this year Alex Morello's story, and he's the guy that is sort of self-made, has a ton of money, more than we could ever comprehend, and his history is of buying assets and sort of fixing them and then keeping them. He's not a guy that has a history of flipping assets once he gets them in the right direction. So, you know, it sounds like the ideal scenario. Now, I mean, we've all covered this team for the last 5-10 years. It's, you know, you have to wait and see it actually play out and everything. But this one sounds a lot more promising than really everything we've heard in the last however many years it's been at this point.
Okay, so a guy who's known for acquiring, fixing up, and keeping doesn't necessarily mean he's keeping them in the same place. I mean, what does this do to the fears of the Coyotes fans that might think that this team could relocate down the stretch or in the future?
The biggest thing I would say with that is Gary Bettman has been maybe the biggest proponent of keeping them in Arizona, and he's not going to like step down as commissioner anytime soon. So there's a lot of value to the NHL to having a team in Arizona just geographically, but also, you know, you hear the rumors of like, okay, now they got the team, they'll move them to Houston. NHL made like $600 million off expanding to Seattle and Vegas each time. They would make a lot more money by expanding to Houston if that ever ends up even being a viable market. So I don't think this certainly doesn't put them closer to relocating. I would say if anything, it keeps them closer to staying in Phoenix long term, but you know, this stuff changes all the time. I understand that. But I would say there's a lot more optimism with this than anything else.
Plus, not only Houston as a market, Luke, but the possibility of Tillman Fertitta, a guy with really, really deep pockets. I don't think the NHL would want to miss out on an opportunity to do business with him sometime in the future.
Yeah,
in an expansion way.
Yeah, I would think you're right. I mean, that would take them up to 32 teams if they went down that path. I would think if they expanded to another city, Houston would be the main one. But I also think that got sort of blown out of proportion a year or so ago in the sense of Houston being that close to adding a team. I mean, there's problems with putting a hockey team in the Houston market as well.
All right. John Shaika, when you talk about his ability now to spend real money to acquire players and you follow the logic that if there is real money here, I can't imagine a premier hockey player not wanting to come to play in Arizona. I don't. That is to say, I don't think the history of the Coyotes is going to be held against them once they get a guy in with money. What do you think this means, and what do you think of Shaika, first of all, and is it unfair to project championship aspirations on this team within 5 years or so?
Well, I mean, I think there's a few things to the first part of that is, even if this sale goes through by the end of the summer or whatever, I'm kind of interested to know if Shaika then knows when free agency starts in a couple weeks that he can spend a little bit more money or whatever. And we don't have a definitive answer on that yet. But he, in terms of Shaika just individually, I think he's one of the sharper GMs in the NHL, just in the sense that he's able to, and he's shown it already, he's been able to use whatever assets he's had. And even if they didn't have the money, he used cap space to add some pretty key players. So he's sharp, and he's definitely the new wave of that sort of analytics and hockey community, but he's not so stubborn that he just sticks 100% with analytics. So he's got that part of the equation down. Now, it's interesting. I mean, if they have more money to spend, just because you're good at one part of that doesn't mean you're good at being the guy right. who's able to go out and spend a bunch of money. So we'll see. But I think they can take, because the second part of what you're saying, they can take a cue from Vegas. I mean, the Golden Knights have been in the league for 2 years now, and free agents absolutely want to come here and play hockey.
Mm-hmm. Luke Lipinski checking in with us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line from Las Vegas as the NHL awards are going down and the Board of Governors meeting. Regardless of what the handcuffs are or the freedom that John Shaika has to improve this roster, we all know that the Coyotes still need scoring. It seems like an annual plot line. I know a couple weeks ago there was the stories coming out of Toronto that said the Coyotes and Maple Leafs had maybe talked about Patrick Marleau, a guy who's almost my age. I mean, does that make any sense in your mind for the Coyotes to go down that road to improve their scoring punch?
The reason it would make sense is not so much Marleau. It's the player they would get with Marleau, because the reason Toronto would be making that deal is because they have players they have to sign to stay under the cap, and they would have to move Marleau.
Mm-hmm.
So the Coyotes would get a guy that, yeah, could maybe score 20 goals for them and be a good sort of mentor for the younger players that are wings. But he, in my mind, wouldn't be the main piece the Coyotes would get back. They'd get back one of Toronto's borderline established good younger players that you're expecting more like 25 to 30 goals out of for the next, you know, 5 to 10 years. So Marleau wouldn't be the headliner, even though he has the most famous name in that deal. That's why it would make sense to me if they actually go down that path.
What are some other, in your mind, realistic targets on the scoring front for the Coyotes to pursue?
I mean, they're in the boat, like you said. They always seem to need scoring, but it's very clear that's all they really need at this point. They've got the defense and goaltending set up, so I think they're just going to go all in on either one or two guys. Phil Kessel's name is thrown around a lot just because of his ties to Rick Tocchet, and he's been a multi, 30, 35 goal scorer in the league. He's a little bit older as well, but I don't know if they'd have to give up a ton to get him, and he basically only wants to stay in Pittsburgh or come to Arizona. So that's something they could do. There's a few other guys that, I mean, Jason Zucker's a name that might end up on the Coyotes. They're going to try and get at least a 25 goal scorer that I would assume is like mid to late 20s.
Hmm. All right, Luke, what odds are you seeing for the Arizona Cardinals to win the Super Bowl?
Man, the numbers are so unbelievable. It's like 150-1, I think I saw.
Really?
They're at the very bottom of the list. Yes. It's kind of depressing when you think about it. Even Miami, I think, had better odds the last place I looked.
No, you got to be inspired by that St. Louis Blues fan that threw down $400 or whatever it was at 250-1. Just, you're there. You might as well throw down a couple of bones on the Cardinals, right?
Yeah, absolutely not. And I think I saw that St. Louis Blues fan put $100,000 on red on roulette the other day, so he might be even at this point.
Well, you know what? I'm just saying, and I'm not a homer. And anybody who knows me knows that. But if Kyler Murray turns out to be all that, I mean all that, 151, not bad, right?
Go ahead.
Tell him. What do you want him to put on it for you?
Luke will pay you back when he gets back into town. The most important question, Luke. Have you made it to that, I believe it's Joyful House. Is that the name of the Chinese restaurant you love there? Have you made it there yet?
That was the first place I went, yeah.
Yeah, I knew it.
Why is it so good?
I am not a Chinese food connoisseur, but I know bad Chinese food, and this place is amazing. And anybody I've ever taken that is a Chinese food connoisseur, they walk in with doubt, and they just walk out with a bunch of happiness on their face. I don't know why it's so good, but it is. And it's off the strip, so maybe that's why it's good.
Really? Interesting.
So remember that next time you're in Vegas throwing down all this money on the Cardinals. Luke, enjoy it up there. We appreciate you checking in, man.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Luke Lipinski, our very own Luke Lipinski, checking in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti.